Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, guys, and thank you for joining the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome to the show. 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Today's topic is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, remember, guys, and I know you're aware that we're coming upon tax season, and our sponsor is a very professional tax preparer. So once you guys are get your, W-2s, I guess, right? W-2s from your employers. You guys can contact our sponsor and get things going as soon as possible. So do that as soon as you can. Remember, they're my sponsors. Without them, there is no me. Really, you know. So give them a call, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, guys, thanks for tuning in. I see there are a lot of people just now joining the show, a few more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834. And I do want to thank the people who are listening online. I know a lot of people listen to my show online, and thank you guys for listening online. And if you haven't already, those who are online on the show page right now, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set it up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. And the reason I ask you to do that is because once you do that online on the show page, then whenever I set up a show and have a show, then it will notify you that I'm having a show, what time, the show notes, and everything. So you won't ever have to miss a show if you don't want to. All right, 818-301-5834. Now, before I get into the show, let's do our word of the day. All right? I know you guys love this, right? The word of today is clack. Clack. C-L-A-Q-U-E. Okay? Clack. And the definition, and clack is a noun. And the definition of clack is, the first definition is, a group hired to applaud at a performance. And the second definition is, a group of sycophants. A group of sycophants. I don't know what sycophants are. We'll have to look that one up. But the first definition tells you what a clack is, a group hired to applaud at a performance. I'm sure you guys watch some of these game shows and all that come on, and even some of the talk shows. There's a live audience there. One of the good definitions of that is the morning show that comes on with Kelly and Michael. Okay, they got a huge studio audience there that applauds, and you know, they throw up these signs and tell them to applaud and all this kind of stuff. I don't know if you've ever been on the set of something like that, but that's exactly what they do. And they, you know, when they get ready to come back on the air, they tell everybody to applaud or be quiet, you know, one or the other. That's a good word to put in your vocabulary. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, the weather, it is so cold out. Frank, how cold is it? It's so cold out that I saw Superman in a cab. Superman not even flying. Superman was in a cab this morning. I pull up to the light next to the cab. That's Superman sitting in the cab. He's sitting there with his hand between his legs like he's cold. And you, Superman, get out of that cab and fly. Cold it was. That's how cold it is right now. It's 19 degrees right here now in the 8th. And it's cold. You know, my heat keeps coming on at the house every few minutes. You know, it's trying to keep this temperature that I have it sit at. It's trying to keep that temperature up. That's why it's so important, guys, to, you know, caulk around your windows and all this stuff, trying to make your house more, I guess, airtight and to seal it from heat escaping out, okay? But heat escapes all kinds of ways. So, but anyway, it's cold. And remember to make sure that you get your kids bundled up before they go out to get on that school bus, because this is the perfect time for the cold and flu to hit everyone. Not just the kids, but you guys as well. So take care of yourselves. Bundle up. I mean, bundle up. Because if it's, you know, it was, when I was watching the news, it's 2 degrees in the mountains in Blairsville or something like that up in North Georgia. 2 degrees. I don't know if I've ever seen a 2 degree county or whatever in Georgia before. I mean, I guess they have been that before because they didn't say it was a record, but it's 2 degrees in Blairsville this morning, 9 in LaGrange. I think right now we're at 19, and it's not going to get much warmer, okay? Not going to get much warmer. We're looking at the 30s as highs for the rest of the week and the weekend. So, you know, if you guys have fireplaces, get that wood in the house right now so that it'll be good and dry for the weekend, and pump that fireplace and keep that thing going. I remember when we, you know, and I'll get on the show in a minute, but I remember when, before we moved into this house, now, you know, we have one of those play fireplaces where, you know, you turn the gas on, oof, you know, there it goes. It's really just for show. It'll put out some heat, but it's really just for show. But before I moved into this house, I had a wood-burning fireplace, and we used to stack the wood inside. Actually, I used to stack wood inside my garage, a lot of wood inside my garage, so it'll stay dry. So when I got ready to burn that fireplace, I had plenty of dry wood. And I used to get that thing cranking. And, we, you know, my family sometimes, like when we had a bad weather and the power went out, I had the fireplace crunk all night. And we'd lay right there next to the fireplace and sleep. And I'd run that thing all night long, you know. So, you know, hey, that's how they used to do it back in the day, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's topic is, why do we keep guns in the house? Why do we keep guns in the house? Okay, there are a lot of reasons that people keep guns in their homes these days, but myself, I kind of inherited guns. When my dad passed away back in 1988, I got all his guns because he no one else wanted the gun. So I got all of his guns. He had pistols and rifles and old World War II rifles. I got many rifles and pistols. And I'm saying that because if there's someone out there listening to my show and thinking that hey, we're going to make plans to break into Frank's house when he's away at work, when he's not there for the show. Well, you don't know when I'm going to be home, but I got many a gun here at the house, and I'm not afraid to use them. And that's the reason why I have guns. You hear about these things about, I heard this one thing where some bounty hunters or something here in Atlanta broke into this lady's house looking for her ex-husband or her boyfriend or something, bust into their house with their guns drawn, her and her kids sitting in there watching TV. They broke into the house, guns drawn, kicked the door down. Now, if you're going to come and kick my door down, it's going to be a problem once you open that door. Once you kick my door a couple of times, now that's my cue to get something to stop that. So if that had happened to me, although they came in with their guns drawn, they wouldn't have had a chance to shoot because I would have been blasted, right? I would have been blasted. I don't care who you are. If you're going to kick my door down, you're coming in to hurt me and my family. So I got to protect myself, right? That's your right to protect yourself. The police should knock before they come into your house. Now, they coming in on a drug bus or something like that, and you fire, you're doing something illegal at the house. Now, that's a problem. But if I'm not doing something illegal and you kick my door down coming into my house, I don't care who you are, the police, whoever you are, I'm going to blast and ask questions later. Because obviously you're trying to come in here and hurt me and my family, and I got to protect them. That's my job. Okay? And that's the reason why people keep guns in the house. And I got plenty. All right? And so I think that's the main reason that people keep guns in the house, is for that. And, if there are any more reasons, shoot, I don't know. But I think the biggest reason that people keep guns in the house is to protect themselves and to protect their family. Now, it's a problem these days with guns being in the house because people don't keep them in a safe place. Okay? Keep their guns in a safe place. So their kids or their kids and friends and neighbors or whatever come over to the house, and next thing you know, they found dad's gun, and they playing with it, and something bad could happen at that point. And remember this, you had a responsibility to protect your family as well, that way by keeping your guns safe, keeping them locked, or keeping them locked away, or keeping them hidden in a place where they can't get to them, okay? Because if you have kids like I would, I'd search. If I was looking for something, I'd search. I'd search in many places. And I did search when I was a little kid, and I found my mom's gun in the house. Okay? She kept it in the top of her closet in the back corner. All right? I had to get up on a chair and get to it. But she had told me where it was because she didn't. She wanted me to know where it was. She didn't want me to bother it, right? But my curiosity got the best of me, and I went and I found it, and I looked at it, had it in my hand. I'm like, oh, wow, look at that gun. That's nice. Wasn't a big gun or anything like that. It was a little pearl handle. I think it was a 25 or a 22. You know, nothing big or anything like that. But it was a gun. It was a real gun. Hey, I'm touching a real gun. That's kids' curiosity. Teach your kids that this is a bad thing and don't play with it, which she told me. But I just wanted to see it and touch it. I put it back because I didn't want to get the beating of my life. Right? I put it back. And I didn't tell her that I found it and looked at it and all that. But I knew where it was, and I knew what it looked like and everything. Okay? And then, you know, my granddad ran my grandma and granddad, and I can say this, my grandma and granddad had a what you call a bootleg house, a liquor house. People come to their house on Sundays and get beer, and they could buy beer, and they could get liquor. Because on Sundays here in Georgia, you couldn't buy beer and liquor at the store, okay? So my grandma and granddad made money like that. Never got busted by the police or anything. That neighborhood, they were known in that neighborhood for years and years and years for that. I mean, my friends, we used to play basketball on Sundays. And then after we played, we went to the park and hung out. If you ever heard their song by Will Smith, Summertime. Summertime, where people used to go to the park and show off their cars. Well, after we played ball, we'd go to this park, this one park in Atlanta, where everyone went on Sunday, a huge park. It packed in. I mean, this park was huge, but if you didn't get there early, you probably had problems even driving through the park because there's so many people parked on the side of the roads. And people just driving through, that it was like standing traffic all the way through the park, you know? And so we used to play ball, and then we'd go to the park and park our cars, and we'd sit there, and we'd drink beer for hours. Beer, liquor, whatever we had, we'd drink for hours, all right, and hung out in the park. But on Sundays, if you didn't buy Saturday night, you didn't have beer on Sunday. So if we finished playing on Sunday, then everybody would say, hey Frank, everybody pitch in some money, go to your grandma's house and get us some beer. Yeah, I said it. That's the way it was, right? So I drive over to my grandma's house and get beer. All right? And she kept plenty of it. And that's the way she made money. And I get more beer than I needed because she gave me more than what I paid for. So that was a great deal for us. Cold and everything. Okay? and I bring it back to the park. But the reason I say that is because my granddad had guns at the house. Because he had money at the house from selling beer and liquor on the weekends. But they sold it 7 days a week, but beer and liquor on the weekends. What amazed me when I was growing up is being at my grandma's house and people come through early in the morning and drink liquor. Early in the morning. Give me a half pint of that gin. You may have a pint of that Seagram's gin. pour them up a half a pint, and they sit there and with a half pint of gin and a little cup of water and a shot glass. I remember it like it was yesterday. Throw them shots back, and they frown. Nah, and they, you know, and they chase with water. That's the way it was. But my granddad had guns there at the house, and he had a, I never forget this, he had a pump 12-gauge shotgun that he kept in the kitchen. That's where that's where everybody went. The kitchen in the back of the house, that's where everybody went to buy beer and to buy liquor and to sit there and drink beer and drink liquor. And they were known for that. Now tell me this, if you went in someone's house to do that and you saw that pump shotgun sitting there, you're going to think twice about trying to rob them, trying to take what they had, right? He kept it in plain view. Anybody could see it. A lot of people asked about it. Okay? But he was also a hunter. My granddad rabbit hunting. He didn't hunt deer or nothing like that, like guys do now. He rabbit hunt. So he had guns for that as well. So I guess that's another reason people keep guns in the house, because they're hunters. They go hunting. But my granddad had that gun, not only for hunting, but, hey, if you wanted to try something, hey, you'd be some prey to him. Okay? So that was another reason that he kept the guns in the house. So that's another reason that some people keep guns in the house. Protection, because you hunt, all this kind of stuff. But, you know, that's a really neat thing. A lot of people listen to the show that know me and know my background, and they're probably laughing their hearts out right now from the story that I just told. But that's exactly what we did. And we had plenty of fun. Hey, guys, I got about a minute left in the show. Join the show tomorrow at 10:30, same time, same place. Not sure what we're going to talk about tomorrow, but I am going to have something. We're going to have a great show tomorrow. So join the show tomorrow, 10:30 a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Now, again, guys, I can't stress it anymore. Please bundle up, take care of yourselves, stay warm, okay, and keep your kids warm, all right? Have a good day, guys, and have a good night, and be safe. We'll see you.